So on abandonments of the path of seeing are those abandonments that are abandoned by the you know the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, which is generated on the basis of having the direct realization of the truth. With the second category, then, is that whatever objects of abandonment that are not able to be abandoned by this, you know, uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, generated on the basis of the direct realization of truth, whatever is not abandoned by these, but is abandoned through having gained, you know, strong familiarity, you know, the support of the having not abandoned, but which can only be abandoned by the uninterrupted path, which is generated on the path of meditation, and this uninterrupted path generated on the path of meditation is an uninterrupted path of having further enhanced or further developed on or further enhanced on whatever one has meditated upon previously, and due to that strength, then one is able to abandon the objects of abandonment on the path of meditation. So again, objects of abandonment on the path of seeing and on the path of meditation are again differentiated into two categories. The objects of abandonment of the path of seeing and path of meditation that obstruct the attainment of liberation. And then you have objects of abandonment of the path of seeing and path of meditation that obstruct the attainment of enlightenment. So like that, again, they are categorized into two. What acts as an obstruction to attaining liberation are primarily, obscuration of delusions. What acts as an obstruction to attaining the all-knowing, omniscient mind, that is the knowledge obstruction, obscuration of knowledge. So you see, the obscuration of delusions are the primary objects of abandonment for those on the hearer's path and for those on the soul to realize his path. Whereas the knowledge obstruction, obscuration of knowledge, they are the primary objects of abandonment for those on the Mahayana path. So when we talk about these obscuration of delusions that are categorized as objects of abandonment on the path of seeing, objects of abandonment on the path of meditation, what are these obscuration of delusions? Then they are the five views and the five non-views that we went through earlier.
Now, 다 라 통근 아니 통함 거기 빠얀 지장 아니 관음 빌려 가서 빠와지기 이거요 통마는 엄마 이기자요
Tawa Tawa Nani Chita Ta 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 Mi Nani
Deja Kondro Maja Tezo Maimba Tezo Maimba Deja Kondro Maja Maiba Tela Kwanam Binyaka Sapaya Chita Tonga Binyaka Sapaya Chita Tongman Kumbanyika Chaiwa
So in amongst these 10 delusions in the category of what is the view, then you have the view of the transitory collection, the view of extremes, these two from the category of the view and from the category of the non-views, attachment, anger, pride, ignorance. So these six there are some that are abandoned on the path of seeing, and some that are abandoned these six are abandoned both on the path of seeing and also on the path of meditation.
Oh, that lota, tawa chanting, chuchun chuchun chanting, tawa sun che. Di nanye, tami ni nanye, tesum che. Tesum shiu te shiu te, tonam ni nanye sa paan ma, to guanam ni nanye sa paan ma.
The remaining four of the 10 delusions, which is wrong views, and holding perverse views as superior, holding ethics or modes of conduct that are perverse as superior, and a deluded doubt. These four are only abandoned on the path of seeing. These four, there's nothing of these four to be abandoned on the path of meditation. So again, with regards to the obscuration of knowledge, we talked about obscuration of delusion and obscuration of knowledge, obscurations. Here they refer specifically to grasping at the truth. So in this category, you have those that are abandoned on the path of seeing, as well as those on the 통방당 공방지자였습니다.
나 렌진들. 군다가 행지
이치고.
통방. 행지도 공방하고.
So again, this kind of grasping at the truth is abandoned both on the path of seeing and path of meditation. Those that are abandoned on the path of seeing are the artificial impure kinds, and those that are abandoned on the path of meditation are of the innate kind. So what are the artificial So knowledge obstructions that are regarded as artificial, imputed, and are abandoned on the path of seeing. Why we call them imputed or artificial knowledge obstructions is because we acquire these obstructions due to certain philosophies or views that we come over. So due to some faulty views, then we accept true existence. Due to some wrong form of reasoning, then we accept permanence or the self-existence of the self-existence of purpose. So these are like intellectually acquired grasping at the truth. So because of that, they are regarded as imputed objects of abandonment that are knowledge obstructions or grasping at the truth, which are imputed. So they are abandoned on the path of seeing. By relying on some sort of faulty reasoning, then when our mind believes it to be, this entity to be self-existent, that this entity is permanent. Since that belief has originated through reliance or belief in some mistaken reasoning, so they are regarded as imputed grasping at the truth, or artificial grasping at truth, or intellectually acquired grasping at the truth. So this kind of intellectually acquired grasping at the truth does not exist in everybody, because to acquire this kind of artificial or imputed grasping at the truth, then you need to be influenced by certain philosophy or ways of thinking whereby which you have this kind of grasping at the truth due to following that. So this kind of mind has two levels: a mind that which is manifest and that which is also in a latent form, like a seed. Generally, with regards to all obscurations, whether it is an obscuration of delusion or obscuration of knowledge, it all have these two categories: a level at which it is manifest and a level at which it is dormant like a seed. So for example, take anger. You can have a manifest form of anger and a seed that gives rise to that manifest form of anger. So like that, in the same way, you have the seed for attachment and the attachment itself. You have the seed of ignorance and the ignorance itself, manifest ignorance. So in the case of individuals who may not have this artificial, imputed, or intellectually acquired grasping at the truth, but they all do, but we all do have this seed, this dormant seed for generating this kind of imputed grasping at the truth or artificial grasping at the truth. Although due to not being exposed to that kind of way of philosophical way of thinking, intellectual way of thinking, we might not have it, but we do have the seed for that kind of way of thinking. So with regards to the object of abandonment on the path of meditation, these innate obscuration of delusions, their view of the transitory collection, view of extremes, attachment, anger, pride, delusion, pride, ignorance. These six innate obscurational delusions, then these exist in us regardless of whether we have been intellectually influenced or not. Innate forms of the obscuration of these delusions, then it has been there within us since beginner's lifetimes, like that. So then, when we talk in the context of realms of existence, the desire realm, the form realm, formless realm, you have attachment of the desire realm, attachment of the form realm, you have attachment of the formless realm. So then in amongst the all so you have again in the formless realm, you have in the formless realm, you have the first, second, third, and the fourth levels of the meditative state of concentration, and you have attachment at the first, second, third, and fourth levels of the meditative state of concentration, and you have in the formless realms you have the limit. You have limitless space in this, with regards to the formless realm. You have a namkhataye. Namshitaye.
Chihame.
So you have limitless space, limitless consciousness, nothingness, and you have a peak of samsara. Then you have the attachment in association with these four. And so, although you have these, each one of these levels have, these delusions like attachment, attachment at these different levels. Again, these same things are further subdivided into 9 levels. So, how you divide it into 9 levels is great, small, great, middling, great, great. Middling, small, middling, 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 great. Then you get small, great, small, middling, small, small. Like that. So each of the delusions are again subclassified into 9 categories for each one of them. So again, when we talk about the bodhisattva's object of abandonment with regards to abandoning the obscuration of delusions, then all these delusions in relation to the desire realm, form realm, formless realms, you have each one of these 6 delusions, and then each one of them further divided into 9 levels, like that. Then again, on the path of meditation, you have the knowledge obstructions that are abandoned, and again they in turn are again subdivided into 9, like that.
Chibi chumu, So
in abandoning obscuration of knowledge, that which is abandoned on the path of meditation, you begin by abandoning the knowledge obstruction, which is great of the great first, then great which is medium, great which is small, then you abandon medium which is great, then medium which is medium, and medium which is small, then you abandon small which is great, and small which is middle, and small which is the smallest. So when you abandon from the most gross ones to the subtle. And when generating the antidotes within the mind, you generate the smallest antidote to the biggest, like that.
You see,
subtle things to be abandoned are very difficult to be abandoned. And so, for the subtle things to be abandoned, you must develop the greatest antidote for them. You see, the gross objects of abandonment are easier to abandon. So for that, you need small antidotes. Just small antidotes will do to abandon those. The analogy that they use is that when you wash clothing, the gross dirts are very easy to get rid of. Then the more subtle dirts, that are like the grease and things subtle dirts that are very ingrained, then those are very hard to get rid of. And so for those require much more effort than the gross dirt. So even when you talk about the great grasping at the truth, the knowledge obstruction, which is in the category of the great grasping of the truth, that is again subdivided into subtle and gross. So when we talk about when one enters the first bhumi is the path of seeing. On the path of seeing, you have the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, which acts as an antidote, and you have when you come free of the object of abandonment, you have the liberated path. You have the liberated path, and following the liberated path, you arise in a post-meditational phase. Your exalted mind in that post-meditational phase then engages in the accumulation of merit, so that one can get rid of the gross level of the great grasping at the truth. You have knowledge obstruction, which is regarded as grasping at the truth, and the grasping at the truth is categorized into subtle and the gross. So at this level, you're accumulating merit just to get rid of the gross level. Mm-hmm. The gross level of the great. We were talking about the nine subdivisions, and of the nine, the most gross is the great of the great. So the great of the great is again divided into subtle and gross, so you're only working on the gross of the great of the great. So now another progression on the path, how Khyentse Rinpoche is explaining the sequence in which you transfer from the first ground to the second ground. So you see, on the first ground, first you generate a path of seeings, uninterrupted path, which is the direct antidote, uninterrupted path. And when it acts as a complete antidote, you generate the liberative path. And liberative path is because you have totally separated away from the objects of abandonment. Then after that, you engage in the post-meditational phase where you accumulate merit and so forth. And then from that phase, again, you go into equipoise. This equipoise is what we talked about earlier, that which is an exalted mind, which is not a mind of equipoise, nor a mind of a post-meditational exalted mind. But it is an equipoise and emptiness we talked about, okay? Mm-hmm. Equipoise. So this equipoise and emptiness, whenever it accumulates enough strength for it to become an uninterrupted path, so that the moment it becomes an uninterrupted path, acting as an antidote to the grasping at the truth, which is of the category of the great of the great, for abandoning and the gross object of abandonment on the path of meditation, that is when you transfer from the first ground to the second ground. So you see, the transference is when that equipoise on emptiness, when it is developed enough to become an uninterrupted path of the path of meditation, so that it acts as a direct antidote to the grasping at the truth, which is the gross great of the great. That is when one has transferred to the second bhumi. Okay.
Oh.
As long as someone understands, I'm fine. So as you transfer from one ground, one bhumi, to the next bhumi, it is within that sphere of that equipoise that you transfer from one equipoise, one state of equipoise to the next state of equipoise. That is where you make the transference from the first ground to the next ground.
아니 안정 안도 안도 아니 소스티니 사 결론 춘조 춘비 이시데 돈이 됐지냐 봐서 양자 이시체 지금 결론 춘비 이시데 통방 아니 통방 굉장히 끝나기 이 바자 매너도 남성화나 되니까 결론네 통방
For example, earlier on when we talked about on the path of preparation, the path of preparation has these four levels, and the last one, which is regarded as the highest mundane dharma. So when that exalted mind of highest mundane dharma, that mind of equipoise, whenever it develops enough strength so that it becomes an uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, acting as a direct antidote to the artificial or imputed grasping at the truth, that is when the individual in that equipoise transfers from the path of preparation to the path of seeing. So here again, with repeating, from the transference from the first ground to the second ground, is this equipoise and emptiness, which is not exalted mind of equipoise, not an exalted mind of post-metaphysical period, but an equipoise and emptiness. When this is developed to become an uninterrupted path of the path of meditation, acting as a direct antidote to the gross great of the great, grasping at the truth, the object of abandonment on the path of meditation, when it becomes that is when one transfers from the first ground to the second ground.
So this
uninterrupted path of the moment one generates the uninterrupted path of the path of meditation, that is also simultaneous with the final moment of this first bhumi. Final moment of the first bhumi is the final moment. So you see, on the path of seeing, it has two uninterrupted paths. Mm-hmm. The first uninterrupted path, when you first generate the path of seeing, and then you have the last, the final moment of the uninterrupted path. So the first bhumi is one bhumi that has two uninterrupted paths, one at the very initial phase and one at the final, last moment phase of that first bhumi. It's the only ground that has that has two uninterrupted paths at the beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. So you see, this uninterrupted path on the path of meditation, which is the final moment of the path of seeing, when this uninterrupted path, which acts as a direct antidote to the gross great of the great grasping at the truth, the object of abandonment of the path meditation. So when this acts as an antidote, and the moment this is abandoned, so that one attains the liberated path. Upon attaining the liberated path, you actualize second bhumi. So, attaining the liberated path and attaining second ground is simultaneous. So on the second bhumi, the second bhumi is where you have attained the liberated path. So then, like before, from upon attaining the liberated path, then again you arise in the post-meditational phase. Generate the exalted mind of the post-meditation phase, in which you accumulate a merit, so that one can have the support or the power to be able to abandon the subtle great of the great grasping at the true existence. So for that you accumulate the merit. So the process is the same, like before. You generate the uninterrupted path, then following the uninterrupted path, upon separating away from the object of abandonment, you generate the liberated path, and then upon generating the liberated path, then you arise in the post-meditation exalted wisdom phase, where you accumulate merit, and then from that phase, again, you enter into the equipoise in emptiness, and then you generate the uninterrupted path of the later stage, like that. It's the same procedure. So you see, on the second bhumi, you enter into the second bhumi by generating the liberated path. So after having generated the liberated path, then you arise in the post-meditation phase, accumulating merit, so that one can develop the power or the support of the merit for the antidote to be effective on the subtle great of the great grasping at true existence. So after the post-meditation phase, again you engage into a state of equipoise and emptiness, and when that equipoise is generated to the level of being a equipoise which is engage in single-pointed concentration in emptiness, and when this becomes powerful to act as an antidote on the subtle great of the great grasping at true existence, that is when one has generated the uninterrupted path of the second bhumi.
So
So this uninterrupted path of the second bhumi on the path of meditation then acts as an antidote on the great we talked about obscuration of delusions which is classified into great, small, great, medium, and small. Category. So it acts as an antidote to the great of the great, and also it acts as an antidote to the external existence, holding on to external existence acts as an antidote on that as well. This uninterrupted path also acts as an antidote on the subtle great of the great grasping at true existence. So when all of this is when this is abandoned, when the uninterrupted path enables the abandonment of the subtle great of the great grasping at the truth, then the moment this is abandoned, then one transfers to the third bhumi, Sasambala Po. So from the second bhumi to the first, from the second ground to the to the eighth, ninth, how one enters into the transfers into the different grounds is first by generating the liberated path. Whereas on the first bhumi, you enter into the first bhumi by generating the uninterrupted path. For all the bhumis, second bhumis upwards, you transfer by generating the liberated path. It's only on the first ground that you enter into the first ground by generating the uninterrupted path.
Yeah, that is right.